Welcome to the Flatted Home Show, your source for real estate information, education, and inspiration. And you know what? A darn good time. I like that one. We did that last weekend, Matt. My name is Justin Metcha, and I want to thank my great sponsors, All About You Wellness and Aesthetics, Montana Basement Solutions, solving your water and mold problems for good, and Justin and Zena Metcha with Keller Williams Realty. And on that note, we're going to hear from one of our sponsors this weekend, Justin. So it is kind of weird saying my name in the third person there, Matt. So I like calling you out more than me, okay? So a few weekends ago, I had a good buddy of mine, Daryl Hanley, with Grizzly Home Loans, and we spoke for a couple. We actually had a small series. And for those of you interested, you can go to kjjr.com, click on podcast, and go back in time a little bit and catch this one, because we addressed the question, is now a good time to buy a home? And we talked about that, and again, we discussed, you know, everything from interest rates to market movement and everything in between. So go back in time, take a look at that. However, I wanted to ask the other side of the coin, the question asked on that side, which is now a good time to sell a home? And really, it's not so much is now a good time, because quite honestly, if it's a good time for you, it's always a good time, right? If it's a good time for you, it's always a good time. That's worth repeating. And hear me carefully. If it's a good time for you, what qualifies that? Well, that's really kind of personal. If you need to move, if you need to get a bigger home, if you need to get a smaller home, if you need to get back to family, if you need to get these things done, then it's a good time. However, if you've ran into some problems, if it's not a good time, then it might still feel painful. It doesn't mean you can't make a not a good time still a good thing. It's just not a good time, right? Let's just address it that way. Otherwise, the market is what it is. You're not going to change the market. You can probably influence the market a little bit, because your home being on the market is going to influence the market. However, it's what it is. So if the timing is right for you, then you got to jump, just get it done and do it well. And so the more important question is how? If the timing is good for me, what are the next things I need to do so that I sell my house well? And I want to go there. Okay. So I've got three great tips for you on how you can sell your home well. And I'm going to just say this, regardless of the market, because these three tips are pretty timeless. First one up is, big surprise here, do a market assessment. Okay. And here's why I'm saying that, because the market matters to you. Right? The market matters to how your home is positioned on the market. So a good professional is going to sit you down and say, all right, Matt, this is what it would look like if we take your house and we throw it on the market today. Right? Now, I can't say this is what it would look like tomorrow as well. I can say, however, I don't have the crystal ball, so it may not be that accurate. I can say this is what it would have looked like 3 years ago or 2 years ago, because we can always look backwards with our data. However, looking forward, the best we can do is make predictions or estimates is a better word for that. And we can say, based on these trends, your value should be within this range. And based on how many comparables we have out there, has an influence on how well I can define that value. If I give you a range between 300,000 and 500,000, that's not really dialing it in, is it? However, if I give you a range between 400 and 425, that's pretty dialed in. And I can probably do that really well should I have good comparable properties out there to show you. Now, it's not just what they sold for, which, by the way, a little fun fact for you, Montana is one of 12 states that is a non-disclosure state. So what that means is the sale price is not recorded at the courthouse and therefore not made public. So what that also means is fillinyourfavorite.com search engine does not have accurate data, which is why I'm going to come back to the first and most important point. Get the professional to give you a true market assessment value of your property. Otherwise, you run the risk of throwing a number on the wall and that number either being too high, which is actually going to drive that price down further than you wanted it to, or that number is going to be too low. And without proper marketing, you're probably not going to get as much for your home as you could have. I saw this funny meme, this graphic, if you will, that said, for sale by owner victory, saved $15,000 in commissions, lost out on $75,000 on sale price. Yeah, that's what happens, because the professional, a good one, will be able to bring it to the market adequately, professionally, and get it out there in front of more buyers, more views, more a bigger pond, if you will, for people to see it, and therefore get you a better price or a stronger price. Now, it's not just price, though, because a market assessment is also behavior. So if I could tell you, Matt, like, hey, your house is probably worth $8 million because that's how Matt rolls. And I say, however, the average sale or the average sales behavior of an $8 million home took about 270 days to sell, right? That's what we call days on market. Very fancy term there. DOM, days on market. And if it took 270 days, then the question becomes is that sufficient for you and your family, Matt? Will that work? And he's probably going to say, no, I need to be gone yesterday, Justin. Like, okay, we need to talk about a different price. We need to get that priced into faster waters, you know, a price bracket that has more people swimming in that lane, more people participating in that lane, more eyes on it. Not a whole lot of $8 million buyers out there, although that'd be kind of fun, wouldn't it? Should we go shopping, Matt?
Yeah, he
says yes, ladies and gentlemen. So listen, I've got two more very, very powerful tips for you on if you're going to market your home, if you're going to list your home today. Here are three great strategies. I've got two more for you. This is the Flathead Home Show. My name's Justin Metcher. When I come back, I've got those two for you. We'll be right back.
This is Eric Bodine, owner of Montana Basement Solutions. Our team has worked hard over the years to earn a solid reputation in the industry in fixing and preventing water-related problems in your home. We also specialize in mold testing and remediation services, often working with top contractors, architects, and even healthcare professionals in the Valley to ensure your home is healthy and safe for you and your family. If you are building, ask your contractor if they're working with us. If you suspect a problem in your home, call us directly. Montana Basement Solutions, 871-5971.
And we're back. It's the Flathead Home Show. My name is Justin Metcha, and we're talking about, you know, if now's the right time to sell your home, what are some things that I can do to best prepare my home for the market? And yes, last segment, we discussed doing a market assessment with a professional. Before I give you those, the next two, let me break that down just a little bit further. Let me give you an example. For example, our most recent closed month, median sale price was just over $585,000 for Flathead County. Okay, so the whole county, the median sale price, most recent closed month, $585,000. How does this compare? Well, last year, that median sale price closed at $565,000. The closing month of last year, December of 2022, $565,000 was our median sale price. So that's a little higher, right? So then the previous 2021, previous December, $633,000. Okay, so considerably higher. Okay, so while we would say our median sale price is maybe 8% down from what it was at its most recent high, it's still 51% higher than its most recent normal. Okay. And I know we don't like that word normal. I'm just going to call it what it is. Because take a look at 2020, 2019, 2018, and 2017. I'm going to give you those end book, like there's the last book, the last book of the year, December. I'm going to give you the median sale price of December for those previous years, 2020, 2019, 2018, 2017. 385, 358, 345, 275. Not a lot of movement. I mean, 275 to 345 is pretty decent. However, not a lot of movement. Nothing really radical. Not like 633,000 in 2022. I'm sorry, 2021. So when we say things like our median sale price is 8% down, yeah, it's 8% down from a record high. It's still 51% higher than the recent normal. Okay, so it's really the reality of the market. Now, what does that mean for your real estate? Well, I don't know. I don't know where you are. And that's the question that would be answered should you sit down with a professional and they say, okay, Matt, this is what it looks like if you were to go to the market today. This is the price that you would be most competitive with. This is your range. Now, that leads me to the next two points. So you say, okay, yeah, it looks like the timing could be right. It looks like the market could be right for us. It looks like, you know, I can do this and make this move and get on to the next chapter of my life. Believe it or not, friends, people move for emotional reasons. I mean, they really do. You know, they need to get closer to family or further away from family. That's an emotional reason. They need a bigger house or a smaller house. That's an emotional reason. It's life-changing elements that cause people to want to, you know, change their address. And that's why realtors are in the picture, because we want to be the best assistant to that experience. The next two tips I have for you, this is the one that my mom taught me at a very young age, and I didn't want to believe it. And then I started to believe it when I started selling houses. Clean it. Yes. And so you need to think about your buyer coming through that door and being welcomed by a clean atmosphere. And I'm not just talking about, you know, throw your socks in the laundry bin and take the laundry bin down to the laundry room. No, I'm talking about those windows. And more specifically, because I know you have those furry friends, most of us do, those furry friends like to put their little paws in their noses and they like to kiss those windows. And for whatever reason, so do teenagers. So we need to clean those windows. Just get the smears off the windows. You know why? Because clean windows yield clean impressions. And here's the other reality, kind of a surprising reality. Houses actually don't sell themselves. I mean, I'm sorry, they kind of do. It's really the atmosphere outside the house that sells the house though. And because we live in this beautiful backdrop, we want to enjoy this beautiful backdrop. So we want your windows clean. So get the squeegee, get the bucket, or call the professional, or call the realtor who does it for you, like me, and we'll take care of that for you. So we want to make sure the house is clean. Yes, countertops should be clean and free of clutter. It's not a bad idea to pull personal pictures off the wall. You typically don't want those in listing photos anyways. And the approach. Take a look at the curb appeal. By the way, another little fun fact. The first time a buyer walks through your door to take a look at your home is actually not the first time they saw the home. No, they're not a creeper in the white van driving down the neighborhood. No, it's not that. That's not that buyer. No, it's that they probably saw the house online first. In fact, 99% of real estate transactions start online. And I think that number is low. What I mean is all of them start online. They all start online first. People are shopping the area. They find the house on whatever.com or they are working with the realtor and the realtor is sending them listings and they're sending them new listings and so on. So people are seeing stuff online first. So if you have a messy house online, bad first impression. So clean the house before the photos. I've got a listing coming up and I can't tell you where because that would be not appropriate. However, what I can tell you is that prior to the photos, we have the house cleaned, right? Prior to the photos, I even have the windows cleaned. And I know some of our photographers are super fancy and they can do all kinds of cool things. I still get everything cleaned because I'm even making an impression on the photographer. Believe it or not, I've had photographers say, "How much is this house?" To which I reply, "Why do you ask, Matt?" So yes, photographers need homes too. Okay, my final tip for you is actually a good one. Pre-inspection. Get a realtor who is partnered with an inspector so that the inspector can go through, do a pre-inspection and find the things that they're going to find when the buyer goes under contract anyways. And then that way you can address those issues up front and take care of them when they're going to be cheaper and not called negotiation on the contract. All right. I think those are three great strategies. And if you need more, you can call me 406-871-9404. This is the Flathead Home Show. My name is Justin Matcha. Be safe, be well, have fun. And of course, as always, hey, Flathead, welcome home.